Well, what about what if God has another Bible on another planet or something? Why don't you just worry about the Bible that you have on this planet? That's what you need to worry about. Why don't you worry about what's in this book for your planet, buddy? And quit worrying about worlds that you don't know anything about, that may or may not exist. I'll say that they probably don't exist. And honestly, I'm not worried about it. And these people that think that ancient aliens came and built these pyramids and all this stuff, there's rope marks on the stones, people. There's rope marks on them. So what does that tell you? That people moved them. Aliens don't have rope technology. They're saying that all these things were laser cut with precision and stuff. Look, people are pretty smart. People can, you know, maybe we've lost some smart since then. Maybe we can't build as good as we did back then. Have you ever noticed a house from the 1800s doesn't hold up like a house in the 1990s? Or the 1990s house doesn't hold up like that house is what I mean. Because people we just don't build things like we used to. Yeah, it might be stronger, it might be earthquake proof and all that, but it's still ugly. There's buildings that are downtown that are really old and they have like all these really cool carvings and stuff. They're pretty neat looking. Why? You don't see stuff like that today. Because people just don't have the smarts, and they don't have, you know, just things cost too much probably, but people, we've just lost something in archaeology, in our technology to build. But just because we've lost how to put a stone on Machu Picchu doesn't mean that it was put there by aliens, because there's rope marks on every single stone that's up there. Okay, so if you think that the world was, you know, all these ancient things were made by aliens, then, you know, you need to go get some fresh air. You need to go smell the chemtrails. Anyway,